Hey now, I am Dave Lorenzo. I'm the godfather of growth. And today on our show, I'm going to share with you how I got that nickname, the godfather of growth. You don't want to miss this episode of the Inside BS Show. Today, we're going to discuss how I, Dave Lorenzo, got the nickname, the godfather of growth. You see, there are five things that I do for my clients that have earned me this nickname over the years. Let's jump right in and start with number one. I go out and I find clients for all my clients. I help my clients grow by finding clients for them. You want an example? I have a client who's an intellectual property attorney, and he's very, very good at what he does. He focuses on small businesses. I went out and found him a dry cleaner. Now you're gonna say, Dave, a dry cleaner, what the hell could a dry cleaner have to do with an intellectual property attorney? This dry cleaner was highly successful, and they were in six different counties in a very focused area, in a very focused state in the United States. I took that dry cleaner and went and met with him, and I said, Mr. Dry Cleaner, your business has an excellent name, it has an excellent reputation, and your advertising is highly effective. You also have systems and processes in your business that allow you to be successful. And he said, Dave, that's 100% true. I said, how would you like an additional revenue stream? The dry cleaner said, what do you mean? I said, you can take your name, your advertising, and your systems and processes, protect them, and license them to people in the next state over. You never have to set foot in that state. You can earn a percentage of the revenue that someone working in the next state over is earning just because you helped facilitate that business. You gave them your name, you gave them your systems and practices, and you shared your advertising with them. They're not going to be a competitor of yours, and you're going to make money through licensing. The dry cleaner was super excited and he said, Dave, I'd love to do that. How do we get started? I connected him with the intellectual property attorney and I delivered that dry cleaner as a client ready to go to the intellectual property attorney. The intellectual property attorney looked at me and he said, Dave, you really are the godfather of growth. You connected this brand new client to me. That's a relationship I would never have had. You were able to make this happen. Thank you for doing that. So the first way that I became the godfather of growth is by referring clients directly to my clients, and I do this for every single person with whom I work. The second way that I became the godfather of growth is that I teach my clients how to do exactly what I just demonstrated. So I not only help you fish for the fish that are in the pond, I actually teach you to fish as well. So in the case of the intellectual property attorney and the dry cleaner, I teach my clients how to look for those opportunities for their businesses. You see, so much of sales, so much of selling involves spotting the real problem or helping people realize their potential. Most people think they know what the problem they're facing is, but they actually know what the symptoms are. In the case of the dry cleaner thought that he had to do more advertising or better advertising in order to grow. He didn't realize that it was an absolute opportunity for him to license the advertising he was doing in a non-competitive area. So I taught my intellectual property client how to go out and do that with other business owners. And now through my teaching, his business is growing. So the second way that I became the godfather of growth is by teaching people how to grow, helping them take control of their future so that they can make a great living and live a great life. The third way that I am the absolute godfather of growth is relationship development. You see, I share my relationships with my clients. Sometimes those relationships become clients for the people that I'm working with. Sometimes those relationships enable my clients to get speaking engagements. Sometimes those relationships enable my clients to enhance their personal lives. An example of this is the person with whom I was speaking, whose child was applying to an Ivy League university. It was a university that I happened to go to, and during the course of my networking networking, I met the dean of the School of Continuing Education of my university. And the dean said to me, Dave, we're having a problem recruiting, believe it or not, we're having a problem recruiting new students to come to the School of Continuing Education. So I said, let me volunteer to help you with this. And I developed a presentation that the dean could give. And then I coached the dean on the presentation. And the dean said, Dave, you've done such a good job. This is so fantastic. If you ever need a favor, let me know. I'm happy to help you out any way I can. Well, fast forward to an event where I meet the senior executive at a Fortune 500 company, and he tells me that his son is applying to Columbia University. I recognize an opportunity, and I leverage my relationship with the dean of the School of Continuing Education, and I say, I'll introduce you to the dean of the School of Continuing Education. That person will do an informational interview with your son who's applying, and that will help your son complete his application in a way that will be favorable to the university. The university is not going to open its doors and let your son in because you meet with the dean of the School of Continuing Education, but this process will help your son fill out the application completely and in a way that will get it moved to the top of the list. It will be treated favorably because we'll have highlighted the aspects of your son's high school career that make him an asset to this university. The person, the Fortune 500 executive, was ecstatic that I would make this introduction. The dean was willing to do the informational interview because he owed me a favor. I'm happy to share those relationships with you, with my clients. That's something that I'm more than willing to do. In fact, I often create those type of scenarios, those types of relationships, so that you, my client, can be even more successful. The fourth way that I became the godfather of growth is through solving problems. People will often come to me with a problem or with a challenge, and they'll say, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. Is there any way that you can help me? And an example of this was two partners in a law firm who wanted to split up. The problem was they had over $200,000 in debt, and neither one of them had a way to pay it off. And the partners wanted to split up because they just weren't great at business development. So what I did was I helped those two individuals find opportunities in other law firms. I placed one individual at a law firm that was a client of mine. I helped the other individual prepare for an interview process and successfully interview and obtain a job that used his skills. And then I helped them go out and get a private loan to finance the debt that they had. So what did I do? I helped these individuals get new jobs. I helped them dissolve their partnership. I helped them get a loan that they could each pay off. The loan was put in the names of each of the individuals. We split the debt 50-50. Each of the individuals got a loan for 50% of the amount of the debt, and they were on the hook for paying that 50%. It was a clean break. It was exactly what these two people needed. I solved that problem for them. And that's another way that I earned the nickname, the Godfather of Growth, because these two individuals are now able to grow on their own because I solved that problem for them. The fifth way that I became the Godfather of Growth, the fifth way that I earned that nickname, the Godfather of Growth, is through making offers people can't refuse. Now, I don't twist people's arms. Everything I do is legal, it's moral, and it's ethical. But what I do is I help people just like you, my clients, create compelling offers. I help you differentiate yourself from everyone else who does what you do. I help you provide options to people who want to buy your products or services. I help you make offers that are so compelling, your clients, your prospective clients, cannot refuse them. That's the fifth way that I earned this nickname, the Godfather of Growth. So the nickname is playful, it's fun, and it helps me stand out from everyone else who does what I do. If you find yourself reflected in any of the scenarios that I just mentioned, I want you to reach out to me because I can help you. And here's the way you can do that. I want you to go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Enter your contact info there and you will get for free my guide to growth. It's the Godfather of Growth's guide to taking your business to the next level. It will help you make a great living and live a great life. When you enter your contact info there, I will be notified and I will reach out to you to see how I can help you. If you want more great information, just like you received in this video, watch the next video that's filling in below me. I look forward to seeing you there.